CBS Radio brings you The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
Does it seem to be letting up?
No, if anything, it's letting down even more. Well, this is great. We drive all this way north to go duck hunting, find ourselves cooped up in a shack 30 miles from civilization.
I certainly don't want to go out in this downpour, but I should think this would be the time to go.
Why?
Well, when it comes down like this, don't they say it's great weather for ducks?
Oh, yeah, I guess so.
Do ducks like rain, or where does the expression come from?
Oh, golly, I don't know. I never thought of it before.
Fire's getting low. I'm going to look for some dry wood.
Dry wood? Where am I going to find dry wood in this cloudburst?
Honey, you're the one who said we should pretend to be pioneers, and I'm doing my best to cook on a wood-burning stove. I've adapted myself to no electricity, no running water, and other major inconveniences. It seems to me the job of a pioneer man is to find dry wood.
Yeah, well, look, I can't go out in this. I'll just have to wait a while. Uh-oh.
Want to play another game of old maid?
No.
Look, I'm sorry. When I picked up a deck of cards to bring along, I didn't notice it was Betsy's deck of old maid. Oh, come on. Let's play another game if it's all we got.
No.
You're just mad because you always wind up being the old maid. What's the matter? What are you looking at?
Nothing.
You saw something out the window. A bear?
No. It's hard to tell with the rain coming down, but I thought I saw someone in the woods.
Oh,
No, I guess not.
Well, don't do that, please. I mean, I know it's silly, but hearing those drums from the nearby Indian reservation last night, I hardly slept. That made me nervous, thinking when there's people to us are Indians.
Oh,
I mean, it's
funny, really. Come on, deal out the cards. We'll play another game of old maid. Then maybe it'll let up and I can go foraging for some dry wood.
This is Galen Drake. Say, would you like to know a modern, fast way to get temporary relief from minor rheumatic and arthritic pain? Well, just use new Minute Rub. You see, Minute Rub is greaseless, it won't stain, it smells good, it feels cool, and it works fast. And Minute Rub works fast without burning your skin. Now, as I told you, it's greaseless. Not like some of those old-fashioned, smelly, greasy things that used to rub off on your clothing and bed linen. New Minute Rub is the modern, greaseless rub to help relieve minor rheumatic and arthritic pain. By the way, it's great for cold miseries and minor aches, too. New Minute Rub. Try it out, will you?
Well, sky still looks cloudy, but at any rate, the rain seems to have let up.
It's gotten colder suddenly, have you noticed? And the wind seems to have come up.
Yeah, well, I'll go out and see what luck I have finding dry wood.
Don't go too far into the forest. People get lost easily, you know.
Yeah, I know. Now, look, if I'm going longer than half an hour, you better go out and honk the horn of the car so I can find my way back.
Maybe you better not go at all, dear.
Look, I gotta go. We're practically out of wood.
What if you wander so far you don't hear the car horn? I mean, if I go looking for you, I may get lost.
Look,
too.
Now you stay put. Don't go looking for me. No sense in both of us getting lost. At least you're safe here.
Well, I don't want to stay here in the cabin alone. 30 miles from the nearest town and the closest people, Indians.
Darling, the Indians are on their reservation on the other side of the lake. Anyhow, look, why worry about Indians in this day and age? I mean, if you want to worry about something, worry about my finding dry wood to keep us warm and to use for cooking.
Well, don't be gone half an hour. I mean, couldn't just sort of stay near the cabin, you know?
Darling, I got to go deep enough into the woods where the pine trees are thick if I expect to find any dry wood. Now, don't worry, will you?
Wish we'd never come duck hunting. Why, your boss insisted we come. This is not my idea of a restful vacation, roughing it in a shack like this, surrounded by Indians.
Why do you keep harping on the Indians? Where's my jacket?
I told you last night, I've always felt the Indians, you know, are still mad because the white men took their land. Here, where's Sheriff Tewin?
Yeah, well, Big Chief Sitting Bull is not out there rounding up the Apaches to attack us, so just relax.
Well, I know that, but I also know that I did see an Indian in the woods yesterday driving here, and he did have a feather headdress on.
All right, we decided he was probably in the ceremonial dance they must have had last night when we heard the drums. I don't know why you're making such a to-do over it.
Well, I don't either. Just don't like, you know, being alone in the cabin, so don't be gone too long. It's this afternoon now, and it'll be getting dark, you know.
All right, now, don't worry. Oh, boy, it certainly did get cold suddenly, huh?
Bundle up now. Oh, go on, so I can see which way you go, dear.
Yeah, right. Now, look, don't worry, do you understand? I won't go far. You get inside now, close the door before you catch cold.
Yeah, all right. Please don't go far away, dear.
Sir! Get heaven! What?
Open
the door! Get
the door
open!
What is it?
It's an Indian. Get inside there, will you? Get the door
closed. I see him. I see him. He's got a bow and arrow.
Shut the door, will you? Shut the door.
Why, he was shooting an arrow at you.
Yes, I know he was shooting an arrow at me. What do you think I was running for?
He's still there. He's shooting another. At the cabin.
Stay away from the window, will you?
Look. Outside the window. There's an arrow sticking in the window frame. What does it mean?
I don't know. I mean, I just got into the woods and I thought I saw something moving behind this bush, you see.
Uh-huh.
And then all of a sudden...
He's gone now. He just turned and ran into the woods.
But never mind. Stay away from the window.
Yeah, you saw something moving behind the
bush. Well, I mean, it sounds ridiculous, but suddenly there he was. This face with streaks of blue and red paint. And, I mean, he suddenly raised his bow and arrow. And...
Why didn't you ask him what he wanted?
Look, I'm not going to stop and chat with somebody who's pointing a bow and arrow at me.
You pointed out yourself that in this day and age, Indians don't go around half naked shooting arrows at people.
Yeah, well, I think you're the one who pointed out the Indians probably still bear a grudge against the white man. Maybe this is one lone guy who's out of his mind, or he's been drinking, or just plain mad at us.
Well, what are we going to do?
Well, I don't know. I mean, it's so absurd, but here we are, 30 miles from the nearest town, and no telephone, and...
Push something up against the door, why don't you?
Oh, look, all he's got to do is break the glass and crawl in the window.
All he has to do is tie some burning sticks to his arrow and shoot it at the cabin and set it on fire. That's what they used to do.
Yeah, I know what they used to do.
All right. You scared?
No, I'm not scared. I mean, after all, I got a gun. It's
sure.
Just that... Well, I mean, this is the 20th century. Yeah. I can't think of any conceivable reason why some Indian should be running around half naked in this cold weather shooting arrows at people. Stay.
Oh, honey.
Stay in back of me now.
No.
Who is it?
Game warden.
What is it? Game warden.
Just checking out. Saw the smoke coming out of Bill Madden's cabin, and I didn't know anyone was here.
Yes. We're here. my name is Piper, and this is my wife.
How do you do?
Mr. Madden is a friend of my boss, and he loaned it to us to do some duck hunting.
You shooting ducks inside the cabin?
Oh, no. I just picked my gun up when we heard the knock on the door.
Why?
Well, we thought that...
Look,
it
I know it sounds like something we made up, but...
Yes.
What are you two so nervous about?
Well...
Let me see your credentials. Bill Madden didn't tell me anyone was coming up here to use his cabin.
Look, but
Pete said we are not escaped criminals hiding out, if that's what you think. Look, I had my gun in my hand when you walked in because... Well, I thought you were an Indian.
An Indian? Now, look here, we get along just fine with the Indians over here on the reservation until you outsiders come up here and start stirring up trouble, poaching on their land.
Me, look, I went out to get firewood. This Indian came along.
Yes, I saw him. He was half naked and covered with war paint.
Yeah, and he shot at me with a bow and arrow.
Yeah.
Well, I've heard some stories in my time, but this one's a Lulu. I think you two better come along with me.
Look, there's an arrow sticking in the window frame outside.
Okay. You two stay right here. I'll take a look at it.
We'll return to the couple next door in just a moment. If you have a son, husband, or fiancé in the armed forces, Christmas is earlier than you think. Folks planning to send Christmas gifts to servicemen at foreign stations should send gifts now only via airmail if they want them to arrive by Christmas. The post office always urges early Yule shopping and mailing, but where servicemen overseas are concerned, it must be even earlier. Unless you want one of your loved ones celebrating Christmas in January or later, be sure to send your parcels by air before December 10th. It's too late now for parcel post. Wrap securely. Packages should never rattle. Double-faced corrugated cardboard, wood, metal, or fiberboard parcels are safest. Address and return address should be printed clearly in more than one place on the outside. And as a final safety measure, address and return address should also be on a card inside the package. This extra trouble will ensure a happy holiday season for someone you love. And once again, parcel post deadline has passed. Airmail before December 10th.
May I ask what you two are laughing at? Come inside the cabin. It's cold. But it's so funny.
Look at the arrow. Look what it says.
See what it says?
Yeah, printed on the side of the arrow. Here. Dine and dance at Big Chief Thundercloud's Wigwam for the best in venison burgers and firewater. Music nightly by Hiawatha's Hepcat.
I don't believe it. You mean it was just advertising?
That's right. Say, I hope you two weren't really scared.
Oh! No.
Well, no.
Probably another of Joe Ganawida's bright ideas. Now, there's a brilliant Indian, done a lot for his tribe. College graduate, All-American football star about 10 years ago. Then he got a job at one of those Madison Avenue advertising agencies in New York. He's always thinking up something new to drum up the tourist business for the tribe. Oh, by the way, didn't you hear the drums last night?
Yeah, we certainly did. Yeah. Must have been a rain dance.
Yeah, well, it probably was. But the money they make from tourists sends them to college.
Uh-huh.
Two of those Indian braves are studying to be nuclear physicists.
Uh-huh.
Well, you want to keep the arrow?
We certainly do, for a souvenir.
Well, I'll be running along. Better get out early tomorrow. It's almost the last of the ducks.
Oh, yeah, we will.
Bye. Thank you.
Read
that arrow to me again.
Dine and dance at Big Chief Thundercloud's Wigwam for the best in venison burgers and firewater. Music nightly by Hiawatha's Hepcat.
You feel kind of foolish, don't you?
Oh, I wasn't really scared.
Oh, I wasn't either.
No.
Well, I better see about getting us some dinner, I guess.
Yeah, look, we got to get to bed early. We got to get up at 4.
4? 4 in the morning?
Yes, darling. Look, we get up and we get out and sit in the duck blind and wait for the ducks.
Oh!
Now, look, you've always said, what do you men do when you go duck hunting? Well, look, now you're going to find out.
4 in the morning, dear.
Do you like to play cards? Then give yourself and your family a Christmas treat that lasts year-round. Get RACO by Milton Bradley. R-A-C-K-O, RACO. Today's newest and most exciting game. A wonderful card game for 2, 3, or 4 players. RACO is easy to learn, easy as pie. It's fast playing, and you and your children can play RACO together on equal terms. For family fun, get RACO. RACO. And a very merry Milton Bradley Christmas to you all. The Couple Next Door is written by Peg Lynch and stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce with Leon Jenny and is directed by Dick Senta, produced by Walter Hart.